Hey, hey, everybody. This is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Hope you guys are doing good. Today is a chilly but sunny day out here in Indianapolis. I really hope everybody's doing good. I am out here doing the thing, just working and twerking my life away. Hope everybody's doing great. Thank you for everybody that does listen to our episodes. If you don't, tell your fucking friends. Pass this shit on. We love you guys. Once we get to 1,000 followers on Instagram and on Facebook, we're going to do something really cool for you guys. We're thinking either a t-shirt or a sticker or just something hella exclusive. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for sharing us, all the pages and all the everyone's. You guys are great. So much thanks come out from me and my co-host Big Kurt and everyone that's been on the cast. We love you guys, and just keep on keeping on. If you guys ever need anyone to talk to, hit us up on the Insta, the email, or anything. We love you guys. Have a great, wonderful day. You're traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, coming to you from the other side. The other side, motherfuckers. Hey, 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 everybody. This is Trippy Tommy and...
What up? This is Big Kurt.
For the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, everybody, this is episode 22, motherfuckers. That's 11 times 2 for you simples. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. We are just going to do a short little 20-minute zinger for y'alls, just to show you we still alive and we still out here popping off content. We chilling. Love you guys. Thank you for everybody that listens. We are smoking a legal... CBG?
CBG blunt, Tommy. What? CBG blunt.
What is CBG?
CBG, funny you should ask, is actually cannabigerol, or cannabidrol as some people pronounce it. I think that's actually the proper term, but who gives a shit? We're not trying to be smart here. We're just trying to do a podcast. What can
that's
I say?
Right. We are not rocket scientists.
We are not rocket scientists, but we do know a little bit about the grass, I will say. A little bit. But cannabigerol... is
non-psychoactive diet weed.
Non-psychoactive. It is actually similar to CBD. CBG is actually the mother plant between... Well, it's the mother compound between THC and CBD. So it's actually what is original... It's... Okay. It's like the dominant... It's the mother cannabinoid, basically. So CBD and THC come from CBG.
Okay.
Cannabigerol is like the mother of THC and CBD. Okay. That's the best way I can describe it. But CBG, by the way, I'm not a scientist on this shit, but I know...
He does read.
I do read a lot about cannabis, and I've done audiobooks before, and a little bit more than the average bear, I would say. So...
Yeah.
CBG is good for inflammation, and it's also very good for depression and mental health, I found out. It has really improved my mental a lot. It makes me more positive throughout the day. It makes me more happy, I would say. And really, the best thing about CBG is it doesn't get you high. And as Tommy and a lot of people probably know, I'm very impulsive, extremely impulsive. So... You know, with THC, I tend to...
Get a little carried away.
I do. I go way too hard, and I went through a gram of dabs in 6 hours one time. So...
What a night.
That was a night, man. We were tripping, and, like, it was fun.
It was a good one. It was a good time.
Yeah, man. It was fun. Had the crazy lights going on in my place. And
had the music going on. We did podcast a little bit of it. I don't know if I'm ever going to post it, because a lot of it's kind of funny. And some of it's kind of raunchy, too.
It was out there, I will say that.
We had a good time, though. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, man, so what? We got some questions and shit.
So we are doing an album review of Tickets to My Downfall by MG motherfucking K.
Machine Gun Kelly, boys.
The pop punk album that slapped. I'm going to be honest, MGK, I don't like your rap. I'm just going to be honest. Yeah. I never really got into it.
Oh, I love it. I like his ferocious attack.
No, man.
He's like a shark from Cleveland, man. What do you not like about him?
I'm just...
I like his in-your-face style. I fuck with that.
I like your pop punk, man. I like that a lot more because I feel like this album was, like, really authentic to who you are, man. Like, I felt like I could relate to some of the stuff that you were feeling on this album. Because I go through depression and mental illness and shit, and, like, some of these songs were just, like, damn. Especially
even though my man's is, fucking Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm. Is he really?
Yeah, dude.
Damn, good for you, man. That's awesome.
MG,
good for
fucking
you.
Hey, dude.
I mean,
yeah.
Good for you. That's great, man. I hope you're slamming that canal every night, bro. Hell
Vin
yeah.
Big Kurt would tear it down.
I would. Okay, I'm good. I don't want to say what I would do to your girlfriend. All
right, so what was your favorite song on the album?
Probably.
You can look at the track list if you need to.
Can I?
Yeah, look it up.
Okay. I'm actually going to look it up on Google because if I go to YouTube, I don't want to change the music right now.
We listening to Mod Sun. Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorite rappers. I'd love to get him on the cast. Like, I've been trying. I'll get you, Mod. You radiate positivity and you inspire me to be the positive human I am. I've been listening to you since, like, 2012. Yeah, man. I tell everybody about you. I love you, man. It's good shit, good positive stuff. Very good trippy music.
So you ready, man?
Yeah.
So what was your question to me, brother man?
What was your favorite song on the album?
It was either Banyan Tree or Play This When I'm Gone. Banyan Tree was like, I know it was mostly him talking to this girl. I don't know if that was like an actual conversation he was having with her in real life or like that was just part of the album.
It was scripted, yeah.
It was scripted.
I don't know if it was.
I mean, I really don't know because it felt like it was pretty like...
Pretty real.
It felt like it was pretty real.
Yeah.
And like...
I didn't know if I listened to that one. They probably skipped it because I just heard people talking.
Well, like, yeah. He got into the music at like a minute and a half, I want to say. And then it got into like some really sad stuff. And even though the song itself was only like probably maybe a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes.
Was it good?
God, it was good, man. It was sad. Like, it was really good. It got me. But the other song that I really liked was Play This When I'm Gone. That song was like...
It's good. Yeah, that's my second favorite on the album for sure. Honestly, this album really was like an awesome surprise. Like, with this crazy year we're having, like, I'd love to start doing more album reviews. Like, I'm going to give you another album tonight before you leave to either jam tonight or just jam through during the day tomorrow. You might even find out you love this fucking band because I do. I was just like, damn, I didn't realize how good they were. And you're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah, man.
Another pop punk slapper for you coming up. You're cool. Going to love this shit, I promise.
Tommy actually got me into Neck Deep about a month or two ago, and dude, I fucking love Neck Deep.
Yeah, they're one of my little sweet babies. I love Neck Deep so much. Like, their shit hits me in my angsties real hard.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, their music got me through some rough times, I ain't gonna lie. Good lyrics. I'm eventually going to get a Neck Deep tattoo, so shout out to you guys. You guys are really killing it.
Hell yeah. That's awesome, man. That's awesome you love a band that much to do that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I have a Day to Remember lyrics tattooed on one of my arms.
Oh, dude, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to get Holding On by Letting Go by the All American Rejects. It's from a song called Straight Jacket Feeling. A lot of people thought they were hype because of Move Along and Dirty Little Secret, but that album, Move Along, was fucking stellar.
Top to bottom.
Like, it was so good, man. And the songs that were the best on there were the ones that weren't even that popular.
That's how I feel about bands like Shinedown. Mm-hmm. Like, they got, like, their catalog is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're one of those bands that get overkilled by the radio, and it really sucked, because it made people kind of, like, get the Nickelback vibe off them, kind of, like, mm-hmm. They sold out. But, man, they're so fucking good, bro.
Shinedown, you said?
Yeah, I love Shinedown, dude.
And, all like, that's the thing with the All American Rejects. They were known
for,
like, radio
hits. I seen
them
at Warped Tour, dog.
Were they pretty good?
Yeah, bro. They were fucking lit. They were hype as hell. Dude was in, like, an inflatable pool going across the top of the crowd. It was hype.
Dude, I saw that shit on YouTube.
It was Hype Williams, dude.
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah, dude. It was a great time.
He,
shout out to fucking Warped Tour, man. Some of the best shows I've ever been to in my life have been Warped Tours.
Never gone to Warped Tour, man. Never been.
Man, all these scene kids are thinking that MGK made this pop punk album to save Warped Tour and bring it back. Like, it's a pipe dream, and I, as my inner emo scene kid, would love that. I don't know, man. I'd love to see Warped come back. Mm-hmm. I'd love to take my kids to Warped Tour someday. It's like that old dad out there, like, getting it in the pit with my son. Like, get it, boy!
That's cool, man. That'd be
cool, man. So my favorite song of the album was the one with Halsey called Forget Me Too. Like, every time I hear it, when she comes in, her powerful ass just... Mm-hmm. Her verse just takes me away. I get goosies every time.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good song. So fuck yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What other questions do we got, bud?
What other questions do we have, man? Tolerance breaks, finding yourself, personal journey plans.
Don't bust them out. We'll just take them one at a time, man. One at a time.
Oh, I'm just saying. I'm sorry, man. We're good.
So tolerance breaks. Let's talk about that, man.
All right. What do you got to ask, man?
Oh, I'm just at, like, how do you feel about a tolerance break? Like,
how do you feel
personally, like, are you is that a challenge you're willing to take soon that you're starting? Like,
yeah.
Like a THC tolerance break? Like, yeah. You're still fucking with the CBD and CBG, but.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, my whole thing is with being impulsive, it's like getting high is like, I can't really explain why I do it. Like, I would say because I love it, but like for me, doing drugs, like getting high is just like, I feel like it's almost just trying to take stuff away for me. Like I'm trying to numb pain that I have and I'm trying to just forget about my life for a little bit. And when I'm high, I feel like I don't have to think about that. Yeah.
And sometimes when you're high though, I've noticed that it sometimes triggers it. Like you push it down and the pressure of it just blows up and it makes it worse for you sometimes though.
Mm-hmm. And then I get really emotional and I get down and like, you know, like I love cannabis. I'll just say that. I love marijuana. I love hemp. I love CBD, CBG, THC. I love it, man. Like, I love it, but, like, doing THC as much as I do, like, going through a gram of dabs in fucking less than 6 hours, dude.
It's wild. Yeah.
And then when I used to go through an ounce in a week sometimes.
Well, man, it's not hard to do if you don't have anything else going on.
Exactly, because I don't work, and the reason I don't work is because of my mental. Because every time I get a job, I get overwhelmed, I get crippling anxiety, and then I start thinking everybody hates me, and then I don't go in anymore, or I just walk out and I don't come back.
Damn.
I just always feel like everybody hates me, or that they're talking behind my back, and I just get anxious, and then I start talking to people, and then when I start talking to them, I'm worried they're talking to other people about me, and it just creates this whole mindset. Like,
you create this whole scenario that's maybe not even happening in your head sometimes, and you freak yourself out.
Pretty much, man.
Well, you gotta now that you realize that's what you're doing, you can catch it next time.
Exactly.
When you start to mind fuck yourself into thinking, just ask people, man. Yeah. Like, you're a likable dude. Like, people are gonna like you. You know what I mean?
I try to be, man. It's just, I have a lot of self-confidence issues and self-esteem. You know that.
It's understandable. It's
I don't know, man, like...
We'll get there, man. We're working on it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to fucking have a job and go to college tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. And, like, you know, the one thing that feels good is, like, not smoking all the time, I guess, just doing it socially.
Mm-hmm.
Socially is a lot better for me than buying it, because when I buy it, I just go through it in, like, 2 days.
You don't know how to stop. You don't know how to just do it as medicine.
No, I don't. Like, I just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and I don't stop.
Then you're out, and then you're shitty that you're out, and then it's the fucking cycle starts again.
Yeah, and then I start getting PTSD, and I start getting angry and moody and shit and depressed. And
so I think it's just better if you slowly cut it out.
Yeah.
And just stick to the shit that doesn't get you high and put you in that loop.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's good for you to a certain extent, and then it just kind of pushes you back into that loop again.
Yeah. And I like it in social settings. It's just like when I do it on my own.
You get too introspective.
Yeah, I get too introspective and I start thinking about all this shit that doesn't even matter and like I get caught up.
You start just tripping over nothing.
I know, man. I do.
It's invisi-tripping, man. You're tripping over shit that ain't even there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like.
Sometimes we're our own worst enemies in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like for me, I feel like a tolerance break is good. And honestly, I'd rather just not do THC at all, honestly.
Well, then do it, then.
But it's just, like, I don't want to stop. I don't feel like stopping because I love it so much.
Well, yeah.
And I love
being
high.
Because it's so comfortable and so normal.
Yeah, it's just part of my life, and I feel like it's part of my personality, but like...
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though, but you can't base your life off of a fucking substance, man, you know?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like...
I mean, I was actually...
There's more to you than that.
And I feel like that's all I want to do all the time, and it's just like...
You're fixated on it. You're, like, obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It's not even, like... It's not a habit. It's an obsession at this point.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the way that I look at it is, like...
And you just keep finding ways to rationalize it being
I do.
Okay.
And I'm just like, oh, man, if, you know, maybe I can stop for, like, a week, and I can save it for, like... some other time when it's a rainy day. Dude, I've never saved weed in my life. And when I make edibles, I eat all the edibles in like a day.
Yeah.
In like a day. Or like if I make maybe
that's
10 or 12 chocolates.
You're kind of like a little kid like that. You're like if you got it, it's gone.
If
like
I got it, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're just going to pound through that shit. You can't stop yourself. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, when I make dab edibles and shit, that's fucking insane.
That's like, what I'm saying, man. Like, there's no reason to get... You're supposed to use it as medicine. At that point, you're just abusing it, really.
Pretty much, and that's what I do, is abuse it. And I know that, and that's why I won't touch, like, cocaine or heroin or anything
like that.
Yeah,
you gotta chill on the THC for a while.
I know,
Maybe we'll just do it for your birthday and, like, special occasions.
Yeah.
We have a Thanksgiving tradition that I started with Lunchbox. You guys have had him on. He's been on the podcast. He's the D&D DM. His dad had a peace pipe. Like a long ass Indian peace pipe that packs like 2 or 3 grams in it. And we all go to his house and smoke it.
Are you guys doing that this year?
We've done it on Thanksgiving since we were in like high school.
Oh, okay.
Even when me and him like weren't friends, I still went over for it a couple times. I was like, I can't break tradition.
That's cool, man.
We went to his dad, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So shout out to Lunchbox. What else should we be talking about, man? What's the next one?
Finding yourself, personal journey, and plans.
That's another one for you. So what's lay it out for us. Lay it out for the listeners. Let's keep it honest. Let's keep it real with our people.
All right.
What's the game plan? What are we doing to improve our lives?
I don't know, man. What I'm doing
what
is...
What did you do today? Did you call your doctor and shit?
I didn't call my doctor. I didn't. I was supposed to. But I know I can do that.
Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow I will.
Listeners, you're hearing this.
I'm going to call my doctor.
We're going to hold him accountable. We have to hold each other accountable or no one ever does shit around here. That's just how it goes.
I have to call my doctor, change up my meds, get back into therapy. Because, dude, I know how good I do when I'm on the right meds.
That's what
and when
I'm saying,
I don't
man.
Smoke. Like, I mean, dude, I was clean. I didn't do anything for like 6 or 8 months. And then
old Dingle Dong knocked on the door again. He's like, hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
Let me fuck your shit up again. Well, that happens. Fuck vampires, y'all.
Fuck all the negative emotional vampires.
Alright, so what's the next step after that, man? What is that? What is the next step after we get your medicine shit?
I don't know, man. Maybe getting a
what
job,
what
being
do you,
more productive.
Yeah, what do you really want? What do you really want to do? I mean, this podcast is a job, but like, what do you want to do during the daytime?
I'd like to work with animals if I could.
Well, I mean, for now, ride out with the money you do get and start volunteering.
I could do that.
Until you kind of get the feel for what's up, and then maybe get a job helping on a farm or something. Like,
mm-hmm. Or at the zoo, maybe.
You gotta have certifications for that, I'm pretty sure.
Do ya?
Yeah.
I could be a volunteer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's all about research, man. I'm not gonna shit on it. Next.
Explain our plans for the YouTube channel, audio cast. D&D playthrough and comedy section.
We just shot a little video, a teaser on the Insta, and I think I showed it to the Facebook. We love you guys. Check that shit out. We're gonna start doing more vid things. We're getting there. Thinking about getting a full-time video guy. You guys know him. So shout out to that. Hopefully that works out. Yeah, man, we're trying to make this shit real, make it official for you guys. Shout out to my homies with the Creatively Queer podcast. Name it Cal, you out there still killing it. I be listening every time you put an episode up. Shout out to you, the Grand Rapids, Michigan homies. Love you guys. Yeah, what's up, man? So the D&D playthrough, that's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm kind of geeked about it. Like, my inner nerd is, like, really sparked about it. Like, yo. You guys listen. That's actually our fucking cast that has the most listens. Is the
is it really
intro right now? Yeah, dude. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
So we got some nerdy listeners. Y'all are gonna love this shit. It's gonna be funny. The skits and the stand up and shit. We're working on it, man. We just got so many fucking ideas. We just wanna grace your guys' minds with. We love you. Seriously, thank you for listening. Fuck yeah. Next.
Video game reviews.
We are gonna do some video game reviews for you guys coming up. I've been lately playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I play hardcore, team deathmatch, search and destroy, domination, typically. Y'all can add me because that game is crossplay. I play on PS4. I am TrippyTommy11. Check me out. Add me up. Let's play, y'all. I don't usually play with the headset on due to the kids and the lady and the dogs and all the animals screaming and people screaming. But I'll make an exception for you motherfuckers because I love you guys. Y'all the homies. And we're going to stream. We got merch for you motherfuckers. Once we get to 1,000 views and we get to 1,000 followers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever the fuck y'all check us out, we going to drop some designs on y'all. We're thinking maybe first round will be stickers. And yeah, man, check out the Patreon page. We're going to start doing more with that. Yeah, dude. Fucking A. What'd you got to say, Big Kurt?
Well, I'm excited for the D&D thing. I will say that. That's going to be fucking sweet.
Yeah, dude.
That's going to be really cool,
man. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So what's the album you're going to have me review, man?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what it is.
All right, man.
All right, we're at our 20-minute mark.
Cool.
Everybody, thank you for listening.
Hell yeah.
We love you guys. This is a quick little episode 22. Just something for y'all to listen to on the way to work or wherever the fuck you guys are doing. We love you. Kiss your kids. Kiss your mama. Call your daddy and tell him you love that motherfucker. We love you guys. It's all love. No hate language. Be on the lookout for Third Eye Entertainment. We out here.
Hell yeah. Like us, follow, subscribe.
And don't forget to rate us wherever the fuck you listen, man. Hit us with that 5-star comment. Say you love these boys. You want to come to a music festival and trip with us and have a great time. We love you.